Tonight's Rosh Chodesh, Kislev, and Hespedim are not allowed. As Rabbi Jacobson explained it to me, the goal tonight is his Orus, to focus on lessons we can learn and try to incorporate into our lives. The main quality I felt Rabbi Linowitz Zitzal exemplified is one which may not be spoken of so commonly in today's world. Being unpretentious. So the definition I saw for this is not attempting to impress others with an appearance of greater importance or culture than is actually possessed. One who is modest, natural, never tries to impress other people. Pretentiousness comes from the Latin word pretensis, meaning to pretend. When you're unpretentious, you see no reason to pretend. It's one who is honest and genuine, who feels no need to show off or remind you of their accomplishments. Not only did he never try to impress others with an appearance of greater importance, the opposite is actually true. He tried as much as he could to downplay his numerous strengths and accomplishments. And this is not only true for himself, it's also what he expected and demanded from others. The consistent messages he can convey to us in the shul was always to focus on the panemius, the internal, not the chitzonius, the external. He once gave a definition of charedi, which had nothing to do with the type of clothing a person wore or the kippah he had. That was all beside the point. His definition was very simple. Torah is the center of your life and being medaktik in halacha. While he may have personally preferred for those leading the davening in shul to wear a black hat and jacket, his pesach was merely person needed a talus to cover their head. We live in a world of boxes and labels. While there are people who are out of the box, Rabbi Linowitz transcended the boxes. There are some people that are difficult to label. Rabbi Linowitz defied labels. We often think of these types of people as misfits and those with real problems or issues. While Rabbi Linowitz was quite mainstream, in his appearance and behavior, at the same time, it was difficult to pin him down. He had an incredible love for Eretz Yisrael, which I've rarely seen, particularly in the Haredi world. But no one would have called him or described him as a Tzioni. He had a love and a concern for Am Yisrael, which was huge, particularly for those going through difficult situations and challenges. I'm sure many of us can remember the extraordinary efforts he made for one particular person in the shul and his family, whose challenges extended over a number of years. But at least in his outward persona, he wasn't the warmest or most gentle person one could imagine. He had a remarkable degree of humility. There's a story that's told of someone goes to his Rebbe, and he says, well, Chazal tell us the one who runs after Kavod runs away from him. And the one that runs from Kavod chases him. He says, I don't understand. I've been running away from Kavod for many years. He never managed to catch up to me. He says, Rebbe answers him, well, you may have been running away from Kavod, but at the same time, you were always looking over your shoulder to see if it got closer to you. Rabbi Linowitz not only had no interest whatsoever in Kavod, he actively worked to avoid it. I have a very distinct memory. Once on Yantif, during the bidding for the Aliyot, we were up to the bidding for the Levi Aliyah, his Aliyah. In other words, the bidding was the person who would have the schus to buy the Levi Aliyah for him. As the bids went higher and higher, he was visibly writhing in pain from this expression of kavod for him. I'm going to close with the story of how Reb Leonowitz Tzitzal came to be our Rav and some of the lessons we can learn from it. My family and I moved to Ramat Beit Shemesh in Tammuz of 1999, the end of the first year of the neighborhood. My recollection is that there were three shuls in total at that time. As the number of people in the neighborhood grew, so then the shul started to grow. After a while, I heard about a new shul which was beginning in a covered parking lot under the apartments of Benji Kohlwasser and Yermi Gold. I was a part of what became first Beis Tefillah and then later Beis Tefillah Yonah Avraham from that very first Shabbos. And aside from the basic issues which every shul has to deal with, a primary concern and focus was how do we find a Rav? Now, I knew Reb Leonowitz from his time at Aish, as a Rebbe at Aish. Even after he was laid off, or as he would put it, fired from Aish HaTorah, he continued learning in the Aish HaTorah Beis Medrash. I told the other board members he would be the perfect Rav for our community and the shul we were trying to build. Rabbi Safra spoke on Sunday night, and he said that Reb Leonowitz embodied many different qualities that rarely go together. He was a massive Talmud Chacham and a posek, while also very worldly. Very serious about learning, but a great sense of humor. And while I might not have understood so well then, but I very strongly felt, as I mentioned, he was extremely unpretentious. So once I got the green light from the board to speak to him, I approached him to discuss the possibility of him becoming the Rav in our shul. As sure as I was that this was a great idea, to that degree, he was completely and totally uninterested in doing this. Had I known how difficult it would be to change his mind, or almost impossible, perhaps, I probably would have given up then. But I didn't know it then. So I kept trying. I believe this happened over a number of months, that I kept trying different angles, different ways, speaking to him, till it finally became clear to me that I wasn't getting anywhere. And reluctantly, I left it, and this continued for a few more months, looking to other possibilities. It was only after the shul had considered the possibility of a different Rav, and we actually voted on whether he would be the Rav of the shul, and we didn't get enough votes to become the Rav of the shul, I said to myself, let me try one more time. So I thought, how am I going to speak to him? So I decided to speak to him about the story involving myself and moving my family to San Francisco, which interestingly had a certain parallel with him in terms of the shul position. So I told him that when I had first been approached about the idea of moving from Yerushalayim to San Francisco, I considered it a ridiculous idea and I rejected it outright. But then I heard about the same position from two other totally independent places, two other people having no connection to the first person. So I said to myself, I'm getting three separate messages about this position, I shouldn't discount it. And in the end, I spoke to the person involved in the program and ended up going there and having an amazing experience. So in a remarkably similar way, two other people had also thought of Reb Leonowitz as the Rav of the Shul, independent of me. So I told this to him. I said, look, if there's three separate people, myself and two other people, that are all thinking about this, maybe it's not so simple to discount three separate ideas all pointing the same direction. I also told him that not only would he have an impact on our shul, but I was sure it would also have a very positive impact on the entire community. Baruch Hashem, something in this message did manage to get through, and he told me he would think about it. Once he started to consult with other people, it was basically a done deal. Because remarkably, every single person he spoke to strongly recommended he should take the position. What can we learn about this? Certainly, we need to all be open to helping the klal, even in ways that we may have never considered beforehand, and which may be very difficult for us to do. The transition to becoming a shul rav and community rav was very difficult for him. But in the end, as both the Rebbetzin and the children told me last night at the Shiva, he grew enormously in the process. It wasn't easy, but in the end, he gained so much, and we gained so much. And not only did he help our shul, he really did, in the end, help the community in a very, very big way. We have so much we can learn from him. His learning, his midot, his devotion to Eretz Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. God willing, we should learn these lessons, grow in the process, and enormously help the Klal, and it should be a big schus for Rav Chaim Zev ben Rav Avram Aaron Halevi Zitzal.